is that, a little AC/DC they're playing here, Don, or what?
That's kind of your music, I think.
Well, it kind of makes me really like polkas after that.
That's kind of a nice beat to it, isn't it?
Well, oh, Scott Ruggemer takes a high and tight pitch that leans him back, and Ruggemer just falls backwards as that one was up by his nose.
Whoa.
Went to the backstop, got by the catcher, Scott Rambo and everything, and 1-0 to Ruggemer. Ruggemer laces it to left field. Mike Danielson fading back, and he'll make the catch for the out.
Didn't faze him a bit, did it?
No.
No.
Danielson, I don't know if he's taking a ribbing from the Rosa players over there right now, but he showed him, yep, used two hands. So one out. And here's Cole Schmitz at the plate, and Cole drives it to right center field. This one's hit a ton, and Perkins won't get it. He'll cut it off before it hits the fence as Schmitz legs it out for second and stands up with another double. The Royals have had quite a few doubles
out of it. New London's got somebody warming up out there in the bullpen, and looks like, I don't think it's Patrick Courtney. That is, number six.
Patrick pitched in yesterday's ball game, and we're going to get a pinch runner for Cole Schmitz. Kenny Mooney out to run.
Now batting for Richmond, the designated hitter, number 33.
And here comes Dan Hansen to the plate. 5-2, Richmond with the lead, and Hansen pops this one up in the infield. Jake Rambo, right by the bag at second, will make the catch for out number two.
Dan Hansen wasn't going to get caught this time on three straight fastballs.
He was not, no. And Brent Ruggemer will get a chance to pinch hit here for Connor Doles. Brent Ruggemer, one of the veterans on this squad, played for quite a few years for the Richmond Royals. As Michael Gruber works from the stretch. Kenny Mooney at second, and the pitch low for a ball, 1-0.
Brent Ruggemer will probably go into play second base, too, maybe. Huh?
Yeah, it, quite possible. I know he took warm-ups with the Royals today as he falls it off the mask of Scott Rambo. And one ball, one strike. One ball, one strike. Here's a Ruggemer, a swing and a miss, strike two and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Cold Spring Rockies leading Luxembourg 3-1. As Ruggemer bounces to Kulstedt at third. Man up with it across the diamond. 5-3 of the putout of Brent Ruggemer here in the seventh inning, and that will do it for the Royals. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. 6.5, Richmond 5, and New London Spicer 2. More to come on KASM in 1 minute.
Don't let pesky insects ruin your summer fun. Head to Kramer Lumber and True Value for great deals on Raid Insect Repellent. Right now, get a 2-pack of Wasp and Hornet Killer for $79.99, less a $2 mail-in rebate. 14-ounce aerosol spray kills wasps and hornets in seconds from up to 20 feet away and even destroys larvae and pupae in the nest. Hurry in! Don't miss out on this bargain of the month along with other insect repellent at great prices. Kramer Lumber and True Value. Behind every project is a true value. Limit one rebate per household. Customer responsible for taxes and fees.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the seventh, 5-2 Richmond lead. Luke Jokela ready to go to work. against right fielder John Perkins. John 0 for 2 so far today.
So Brent Rigmer does stay in the game with a second base and plays with Connor Gold.
First pitch to Perkins. And Jokula delivers low for a ball. Balls, no strikes to Perkins. There's a strike called, and 2-1. Two balls and one strike. As Perkins will follow this one back and out of play, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Follow to the screen. Count stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. There's a ground ball to Brent Rigmer at second. He'll flip to first. And a 4-3 putout. Boy, they test the new guy out right away.
Yes, they do. Put him in. Let's see what's what he can do. Well, Brent's been around that second base area quite a bit in his lifetime, so... Kind of like riding a bike.
Yes, it is. Here's Ben Kulcet. Ben, 1-for-2 today. A walk, 2 runs scored. Still getting it done, Ben Kulcet is. And Kulcet will follow it back and out of play. And the count, 1-1 to Ben. Ball and a strike. Jokula delivers and Kulcet drives it to right field. Scott Rugemer right there to make the catch for the out and 2 down. Fly ball out to right. And Jake Rambo to the plate. Rambo so far today, 1-for-3 for the Twins, and pops this one up foul over by the fence and into the fan section down the right field line. Count it 0-1 to Rambo.
Not moving so quick down there, are they?
No.
St. Mark's still there yet. Some Richmond fans. Looks like Meyer Grove.
Exactly.
Wind is starting to pick up here a little bit.
Yep, fall weather is setting in. Rambo takes high for a ball and 1-1. 1-1. Jokula delivers. High again and 2-1. 2-1 the count. Here's Rambo, bouncer back to Jokel on the mound. He'll spear it and throw to first. 1-3 on the putout. That'll do it for the Twins here in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. 7 in our books. Richmond 5, New London Spicer 2. More to come on KESM in 1 minute.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Jolene Zachman, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow's property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Need to buy or sell a home? Hit a home run by contacting Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 7 office locations and 26 successful real estate agents who specialize in getting you where you need to go. Contact us for a free market analysis and for a list of active homes in your area today. Be a good sport and visit mattimdick.com or centralmnrealty.com.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
K make our way to the top of the eighth inning. The Richmond Royals will send Corey Dewan to the plate. Corey has led off four times today. He has. Has that spot right above him. Made the last out.
He's his number one spot next week.
And Corey takes the ball inside and 1-0. Ball, no strikes. This is a little bit low and 2-0. 2-0 the count. The Corey Dewan, Michael Gruber's pitch. There's a strike and 2-1. Richmond, 5 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. New London Spicer, 2 runs, 5 hits, 3 errors. Dewan will pull it to the net. And the count now 2-2 as Kyle Buddy waits to hit on deck for Richmond. Two the count. Dewan line drive right to Wyatt White at short. Ooh, he hit it on the nose.
Wow. What can that be that you can hit a ball that hard? It's going to be right at somebody.
You know, 3 feet either way, huh?
Yeah. I could see maybe in the major leagues they got so many scouting reports on their tendencies, but it happens a lot here at the amateur level, too. Here's Kyle Buddy. Kyle so far today, 0-3. First two pitches, balls, 2-0.
T.J. Schleicher warming up for Richmond.
There's a strike call to Kyle Buddy, and 2-1.
Wow, it's got a little breezy right now, didn't it, Randy?
It did. Strike two call to Buddy, and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Buddy delivers a single to right field. Perkins comes up quick and thought about going to first, but Kyle Buddy gets down the line pretty good. That'll bring Alex Buddy to the plate.
Had a notion, though, didn't he?
He did. Yes, he did. Alex Buddy so far today, 2-3. Two runs scored, a double, some great catches out in center field. The first pitch, a strike. Here's Michael Gruber's pitch. A little bit low, and the count, 1-1. 1-1. And Alex Buddy lofts it to right field. Perkins shakes back, makes the catch for the out. That is really carrying out there in right field.
Getting dangerous with that wind right now, blowing from left to right. That great wind must have just switched here a little while ago.
And coming to the plate, it's Adam Bacchus with two outs and one on. Throw to first, and Kyle Buddy slides back safely. Five to two, Richmond leading, top of the eighth inning. Bacchus will take low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Michael Gruber's pitch, going on the play is Kyle Buddy. Here's Wyatt White having to field it at short. He throws to first in time to get the speedy Bacchus. 6-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for Richmond here in the eighth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We have played 7.5. It's Richmond 5 and New London Spicer 2. More Region 15 seed baseball action coming up in 1 minute.
Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Lenars a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking would like to wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints. Hello, dairy farmers. Are your fresh cows having any metabolic issues such as milk fever ketosis or retained placentas? If so, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local big game dealer, would like to help you with your issues. We offer free forage, urine pH, and blood testing to analyze your program and help to ensure that your cows get off to a healthier, more productive start. To learn more, give Ecker Feed Service a call at 837-5800. Good luck to all the area teams from Ecker Feed Service.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Mike Danielson will lead off the bottom of the eighth inning for New London Spicer. 5-2 Richmond lead. Luke Jokola down the distance so far for the Royals. And the pitch to Danielson, low and inside of ball, 1-0. It's going to be Danielson, Scotty Rambo, and Wyatt White. Jokola's pitch inside of ball, and now 2-0 to Mike Danielson. 2-0 the count. Danielson, whoa, he drives this to right field, looking up his Rugemer, and that one is gone. Mike Danielson takes it the opposite way and uses that wind,
wow.
And that baby sailed out of the park. Tell Scotty Rugemer, look it up, and that one was out of here.
Scotty was going to go after that one.
First home run of the day. Danielson, a second home run of the tournament. And it's now 5-3. Richmond by 2. And that's going to be it. Kirby Hemish pops out of the dugout. He's going to make a pitching change after a wonderful start by Luke Jokola today.
Does a great job. CJ Schleicher going to come in here to relieve Luke Jokola.
CJ Schleicher mentioned yesterday he's been dealing with shingles the last few weeks, and so DJ will come on in relief of Luke Jokola here in the eighth inning, a 5-3 Richmond lead. Reminder, stick around for our post-game show this afternoon, or actually now this evening. We'll name your Albany A&W, Richmond A&W player of the game. That player will receive a $10 gift certificate from, can use it at either Richmond or Albany A&W. And they'll also get a Chasm hat from the Farm Department, compliments of Joe Gill. DJ Schleicher, I don't think he's going to overpower you, Don, but his ball has a lot of movement on it.
Yes, it does. I watched him pitch a couple of times. He gets by on a lot of breaking stuff. He's got a little bit of a fastball, but his breaking ball is mediocre speed that makes that fastball look pretty decent. And he's control. He's a good control pitcher, doesn't walk people, but keeps the ball around the plate. And that's what you want. You want somebody that can throw strikes, work the plate, and not give these good hitters anything over the middle of the plate.
Well, he's going to get tested right off
yes,
the bat
he
here with Scott Rambo stepping up to the plate. Scott, so far today, 1-for-2 with a walk. And Rambo steps into the batter's box. A 5-3 ball game. That was the sixth hit for New London Spicer here today. DJ Schleicher delivers, and Rambo dribbles one to third. Kyle Buddy comes in on the grass, picks it up, throws to first. In time, the base umpire saying, in time, Rambo is called out at first. Jamie Stiebel out to argue his point. The base umpire saying he was out on the throw to Corey Niewood.
Wow.
So 5-3 on the putout. One out. Now they're going to bring in the home plate umpire, and I don't think the home plate umpire had an angle on that at all. Stiebel asking for a consultation at least between the two umpires. They're going to call him safe now. The home plate umpire has overruled the base umpire to call him safe, and now Kirby Hemish is out. to argue with the base umpire. Wow.
I guess I didn't see the home plate umpire.
So the home plate umpire is standing 90 feet away. And the base umpire is 6 feet away. And the home plate umpire has overruled. And so Scott Rambo is safe. And now Jamie Skibel will go out. We're going to make a helmet switch here. They're going to actually make a player switch. They're going to have a pinch runner. The coach that was over there is going to run for Scott Rambo.
Brady Damhoff will run for.
I would give him a hit. Give him a hit on the play. That was a hit, yep. Nobody out yet with the home run by Danielson, and now the infield single by Rambo. And here comes Wyatt White to the plate. Wyatt is 0 for 3 so far today.
I guess I didn't think he was going to overrule that, did you?
No. No, I didn't either. Here's Schleicher's pitch, a shot to short. Bacchus with the spear at short on the one hopper, and they get the force out at second.
What a nice play by
Bacchus. Oh, that one was written to head into left field, and Adabacchus took a hit away from Wyatt White.
That is cat-like reflexes by Bacchus over there at shortstop. Oh, my goodness.
It could spin around then and throw a strike to Brent Rhythmer at second. So now Wyatt White becomes the base runner. The pinch runner is forced out. One out. And here's Austin Rambo. DJ Schleicher on in relief of Luke Jokola. 5-3 Richmond. And Rambo takes low for a ball. 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes. DJ Schleicher kicks and delivers, and Rambo takes a strike called in 2-1. Two balls, one strike.
This guy no slouch at the plate. He's got some power. The base hit in his last at bat.
Throw to first. Wyatt White back safely.
Only one out here in this inning.
Two balls, one strike, the count to Austin Rambo. One run in for the Twins here in the eighth inning. 5-3 our score, and Rambo swings at the breaking ball from DJ Schleicher, and now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Cold Spring Rockies leading 4-1 over Luxembourg after six innings down in the 11th seed. Another breaking ball that, Rambo chases. He's out on strikes, and a big strikeout for DJ Schleicher here in the eighth.
That is huge.
And to the plate, Josh Soiney. Josh so far today 0-2 with a walk. Wyatt White takes his lead. Curveball from Schleicher, strike one.
Well, he had Rambo completely fooled on that outside curveball, isn't he?
Just chasing it all the time.
Maybe it was a slider, huh? Not sure what he's throwing there.
0-1 the count. And Soiney swings and misses. Strike two, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Wyatt White is Wyatt. He takes his lead at first. Neiman holds him there. Pitch to Soiney. Soiney grounds it to deep short. Bach is up with it. He'll throw on the run to first. Neiman can't come up with the scoop, and Soiney is safe at first on another infield single. And it'll bring designated hitter Dalton Rambo to the plate. So three hits in the inning for New London Spicer, one of them a solo home run.
Getting interesting.
Getting interesting. 5-3 our score. Dalton Rambo 0-3 so far today. Takes a strike from DJ Schleicher and 0-1. balls, one strike. Schleicher looks back to second, now comes home, and Dawson Rambo swings and misses strike two.
Pounds the bat in the ground and say, how did I miss this?
Well, that's how it used to be batting against Nick Schulte.
Yeah, it was tough.
It was tough. Got to bring up Nick's name every year. 0-2 the count. Two outs. Schleicher's pitch. Rambo, ground ball back up the middle. He knocks it down, and Bacchus throws the first in time to get Dalton Rambo at first. That was bang, bang, and that will do it for the Twins here in the eighth. One run on three hits. No errors, and two men left on base. After eight innings, Richmond 5, New London Spicer 3. More to come in a minute here on KASM.
At Albany Mutual Telephone, they offer internet, phone, mobile, and TV services through one of the most advanced fiber-to-home networks in the country. These services are enjoyed by thousands of people in the region just like you, and is made possible in no small part due to the cooperative business model. Telecom cooperatives are far ahead of the technology curve. In rural areas where private companies typically don't invest, your co-op delivers. If you're already a part of them, thank you. If not, switch today.
At Painesville Mutual, you can get the coverage you know you need now. From the people you know will be there for you when you need them the most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member, at 243-7149 today. Trust in tomorrow is property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Make our way to the top of the ninth inning, and Dusty Adams will lead it off for the Richmond Royals. Michael Gruber still on in relief for the New London Spicer Twins, and Dusty's down in the count, 0-2. Balls, two strikes. The Adams, Scott Rugemer, and Cole Schmidt scheduled hitters against Gruber. 5-3 your score. There's the ball in the dirt, and 1-2. Adams will take inside, and the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Michael Gruber kicks and delivers, and Adams a ground ball to Jake Rambo at second. Rambo up with it to throw to first in time to get the left fielder, Dusty Adams. Scott Rugemer to the plate.
What inning did Dusty have them two RBIs? That'd be the fifth inning.
You bet. That's when they got those two runs.
Yep, they had three runs there in the
fifth. As Rugemer takes the first pitch from Michael Gruber, a fly ball to Swiney in center. He's there to make the catch for out number two. So two down, and here comes Cole Schmitz to the plate. Cole so far today, 1-for-4. And a ground ball to deep short. Wide White has it roll up his arm. Still has time. Throws to first and hits Andy Bauer, the coach, at first base. And Bauer stops the ball from going to the fence. That is an error. It is an error. Yep.
Andy Bauer is lucky he didn't get killed on that. Andy, you need to pay attention over there, eh?
We gave him an error. So, Cole Schmitz, I think if a good throw would have got him yet. Yep, plus he bobbled it, you bet. So, an error on the play. Right. Schmitz safe at first. Two-out error here. Here's Dan Hansen. The count, two balls, no strikes. Michael Gruber delivers a strike and 2-1. Andy Barr still doesn't know what happened. Hanson will drive it to center field. Soini comes in hard, will make the catch on the run, and that'll do it for the Royals here in the ninth inning. No runs, no hits, one error, and one left on base. To the bottom of the ninth we go. Richmond 5, New London Spicer 3. More to come in a minute.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency are proud to provide their customers with good old-fashioned service. If you're looking for answers to financial questions, stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For your insurance needs, stop in and see Sue Meyer of St. Martin Insurance Agency. Sue will be happy to review your present policies to make sure you're fully covered. Stop by and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
When it comes to flooring and remodeling, talk to Andy Ilias at Andy's Flooring and Remodeling, LLC. Specializing in kitchens and bath, they do Schluter in floor heat, bath, and shower. Phone Andy at 320-828-0343 and talk to him about your remodeling needs for your kitchen and bath. Good luck to the El Rosa Saints and the area teams from Andy's Flooring and Remodeling in El Rosa.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Well, let's get through this.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you at noon inning. Just a reminder, as we're approaching 7 o'clock, Cassandra, why don't we take a station ID here, too? All right, DJ Schleicher finishing his warm-up tosses. We can see some lightning off to the north of us here as there is a system that is starting to sag, looks like, to the south.
Meteorologist Randy Rothstein.
And my knees aren't hurting real bad yet, but we'll see. John Perkins at the plate. He leads off the ninth inning for New London Spicer, the number nine hitter. We'll see Ben Kaltseff and Jake Rambo facing DJ Schleicher. First pitch of ball. There's a strike call to Perkins and 1-1. One ball, one strike. DJ Schleicher delivers, and Perkins delivers an a single to left field. He gets his first hit of the tournament. Takes it the other way, drops it in front of Dusty Adams. So make things a little more interesting as you got the top of the order up now in Ben Kaltseff.
To get to these power hitters in this lineup for New London, you got Jake Rambo, Mike Danielson, and Scott Rambo coming up after Ben Kaltseff here. Mike Danielson just hit a single shot the last time up.
DJ Schleicher delivers to Ben Kaltseff, low for a ball, 1-0.
Need to get outs here.
One ball, no strikes. DJ Schleicher works from the stretch. Perkins takes his lead, and Kaltseff takes a strike call, and 0-1, or make it 1-1. One ball, one strike. Dick Putt Show, we're going to have to push that back a little bit tonight here. The Dick Putt Show, we'll let you know when that's going to air as Schleicher throws to first as we have hit 7 o'clock. One ball, one strike. Schleicher kicks and delivers, and Kaltseff swings and misses strike two, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Perkins will take his lead again at first. Nealon holds him there. DJ Schleicher kicks and delivers, and Kaltseff taps it foul at the plate. Count stays 1-2. One ball, two strikes.
But the kids are having a ball over in that pile. I suppose that's like Agerlime, isn't it?
Yeah.
Covered up. Just like a little mountain over there.
King on the hill.
Yeah.
The 1-2 pitch to Kaltseff. And he'll foul it to the post again. And Ralph Dront will have that one coming right at his head. He never flinched, though.
No, no. He's a fan.
Made a loud sound. That's kind of like the one that was coming at your head yesterday, Don, and it ricocheted and hit Gloria's husband in the stand.
I didn't see it.
Colts that taps this one foul at the plate again, just staying alive in the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. The Twins have a base runner at first. Here in the bottom of the ninth inning, Richmond holding a 5-3 lead. DJ Schleicher kicks, delivers, and Kulseth loops this to right field. Rigamer coming hard, can't get it, and they're going to have runners at first and second with nobody out here in the ninth. And Jake Rambo to the plate. Now the tying run is on first. The go-ahead run and winning run is at the plate.
Blaine Ottman, the drafty, Kyle Zierden is going to get up and do a little warm-up.
Mike Danielson in the on-deck circle two for New London Spicer. DJ Schleicher's pitch. Rambo, a shot into left field. That's a base hit. And Jamie Skibel going to hold his runner at third.
Absolutely.
And three consecutive hits by New London Spicer here in the ninth inning.
Nobody out.
Nobody out. And now Cole Schmidt's out to have a word with DJ Schleicher, and the hard-hitting Mike Danielson coming to the plate for the Twins.
Wow. This is not a good situation for the Richmond Royals here. They need a ground ball double play here.
Yeah, Schleicher says something to Cole Schmitz, and
then you got Jake Rambo or Scott Rambo coming up after Mike Danielson, so you need to get some outs here.
Three straight hits. Perkins at third. Kulseth at second. Rambo at first. Here's Schleicher. Pitch Danielson. Hits it to Buddy at third. They'll go home for one, and that's all they're going to get. They get the force at home. But nice play by Kyle Buddy to get the runner. Mike Danielson hit it hard right at Buddy. You know, Cole Schmitz was going to go to first, get done, but he bobbled it a little bit.
But T.J. Schleicher was right in his line, too, there, and he was on the ground. I think if they would have got him at first base, this guy would have got put on.
I agree. Here comes Scott Rambo to the plate. Schleicher comes home, and Rambo fouls it off, and 0-1. So one out, the base is loaded here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Richmond leading 5-3. DJ Schleicher's pitch, and Rambo follows that one to the net. Here at the backstop, and the count 0-2, and he had a cut at that.
We could be in for a dramatic finish with that swing, too, couldn't we have?
Scott Rigamer playing a pretty deep right field for the left-handed hitting Rambo. Schleicher ready on the mound, and Rambo, line drive to Nieland at first. He tags Danielson out. A double play to end the ball. Corey Nieland grabs the line drive, and the game is over on a double play. Oh, man. How would Kirby say it, or Randy would say it? Yikes. Wow.
That right on the butt.
Rambo thrilled at that Nieland. And Danielson, of course, you take that one or two steps as Nieland's playing behind you.
What do you no man. Well, it was a race to the bag, and Corey got him on the tag as he was diving back to the bag, and that's how they got the double play.
So the bases loaded, nobody out for the New London Spicer Twins, and Richmond comes away with a 5-3 victory here this afternoon.
My.
And now evening. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. We'll be back and wrap this one up from New Munich back in a minute.